Welcome to the very first episode of Yappers Anonymous. Thank you for joining me and participating in this. I'm going to keep this episode pretty short due to it being the first episode. This is going to be pretty just introductory. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and why I'm doing this and probably the future of this podcast. So that should all be fun. So let's start off with why am I doing this? I know some people are probably curious, and it's really simple. Because I can. Period. What? Crazy. I know. But in all actuality, I think I started listening to a couple other podcasts. I listened to a lot of audiobooks, so I was like, maybe I should start listening to podcasts, because it tends to be more of a conversation when you listen to a podcast, and I thought, you know, this could be really fun. So I started listening to The Broski Report, and I love Brittany. Oh my god, she's so great, and she's just so relatable, and it's kind of weird, because we're almost the same person. The more I listen to her, the more I'm like, oh my god, this is crazy. But if you've never listened to her, definitely go out and listen to her. She's so funny. She's great. She's just sometimes not the most child appropriate. So I don't so totally suggest that you listen to her while you're in the car. That, you know, yeah. Anywho, what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about whatever the heck I want, because I'm doing all these things. I'm recording, I'm editing, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm going to try not to go too political. I don't like talking super political. If you're my friends or families, you know my opinions. And they're the only people that really matter when it comes to my opinions. So, yeah, I'm not. And that's just not what I want my podcast to be about. What it is going to be about is life experiences, things I do, other opinions, probably not political, like I've already stated, and yeah, so on and so forth. So this should all be super fun. if you don't like the content, or whatever I'm saying, then just don't listen, you know? I'm not betting on this to be a huge, crazy success. This is just something I'm trying out, because I like exploring new things. I like doing fun, interesting new things, and this is what I want to do. So, if you listen, totally great. That's super, thank you. I really appreciate it. But if you don't like it, then don't listen to it. That was a little deep. Anyway, a little bit about me if you don't know me at all. I'm 18. I just graduated from high school. After like this entire summer and just a lot of things, might go into it on another day. Over the summer, I realized that basically, I have a lot of opinions I don't share or ideas that I don't share to people due to me being worried about how they'll react or how they'll judge me. And I think the summer has made me realize, screw that. Like, nobody should tell you that your opinion is wrong or yada, 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 unless it's truly wrong and stupid. And if their goal is to guide you to a better place, then yeah. But I was so afraid all of high school of just people like hating me and not liking me and blah, 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 blah. And I think the summer I realized that people are going to hate me if they're going to hate me, and they're going to like me, then they're going to like me. And that's out of my control. I'm going to always try to be the nicest person that I can't be. I'm always going to try to be the best version I can be. That's my goal. But I'm kind of tired of just not expressing myself in new and curious ways because of how afraid I am of how people are going to react to it. And so I'm trying this, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you guys being here with me. And yeah, a little bit more about hobbies and things I do. When I was in high school, I did band and theater. Theater, I did more technical than I did acting. Acting, I wasn't super huge on. It wasn't really my thing, and it never truly clicked for me. Like, there was things that were like, ah, la, la, la. You know, that's so weird. I'm crazy, period. And so, yeah, I did more technical. If you're wondering, oh, what you do in tech? You know, because usually a lot of people focus on one thing. I did everything. Literally everything under the sun and moon. And not to toot my own horn, I did it pretty well. Just put it lightly. I don't want it. Oh, I got a message from my sister. We're playing filler. I'm destroying. Actually, no, we're actually kind of tied right now. That's a lie. Anywho, back on topic. The only thing I really didn't do in theater was sound, because I thought sound was scary. There's a lot of buttons, and I thought the people who actually knew actually how to run it, which that was like my sophomore year, and then they didn't really teach any of me because nobody really asked because they all thought they were scary. They left, and then, yeah, I just never learned. So that was kind of a missed opportunity on my part, and I wish that I did that. And I don't really think they're scary now. I was just like a scared little sophomore, being like, don't hate me. What? Yeah. I also played clarinet and band. And if any of you right now are thinking, Squidward, I hope you get electrocuted. We're not the same. I don't even think what they drew in SpongeBob is an actual freaking clarinet, because it's missing so many keys. And it doesn't even have all the finger holes. And if people are like, oh, it's a cartoon, and like, that's a lot to draw. I don't care. That thing's a freaking recorder. Not clarinet. We are not the same. I am better than Squidward, period. If you want to fight me, fight me. We'll meet at Walmart and I will beat you. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anywho, yes, I played the clarinet. Pretty good at it. Did marching band and just regular band, and I was in what you would probably call the upper band, pretty much sophomore year and up, so I guess you could say I'm pretty good at it. I'm not super competitive when it came to instruments. I know my private tutor, lessons teacher, I don't know her official title, or what she would like to be called, kind of wished that I was super competitive. And maybe that I practice more, but I think that's what everybody hope. All teachers hope. If she's listening to this, shout out to her. I'm not going to name drop her without her permission, but she knows who she is, and I love her. I kind of want to be her when I grow up. Like, mentally. Like, to put it lightly, she is... Not lightly, to be so for real. She's such a strong person, and she just pushes through things, and I just aspire to be like her mentally, if that makes sense. Yeah, but I'm pretty positive she wished that I practiced more. Anywho, some couple other things that I do is I crochet a little bit. I don't crochet a lot. I really have to have a lot of free time on my hands so that I crochet now. It's just something I reach for and out to do, and I'm pretty good at it, I think. I don't know what justifies this super good at crocheting unless it's like these huge fantastical pieces, but I don't have the energy to do. I have ADHD. I really struggle to commit with super big projects like this. This is actually a pretty huge commitment on my part, but I'm sticking to it. I keep clapping my hands. I need to stop that. Anywho, I also have been reading a lot this year. I think I'm at 39 books. I couldn't tell you for sure. The beginning of this year, I read a lot of rom-coms, but, like, I'm now shifting into more, like, of the classic literature pieces, you know, like the ones that they usually finish at school. A big, really big one that I just finished, and I'm, like, really proud of myself for, like, fully committing and finishing it. Gone with the Wind. Recommend, but I will honestly probably break that book down in an entire episode and tell you my opinions about it, but for now I'm gonna keep it pretty quiet. Anyway, back to I am out of order. Anywho, a little bit more about the future of this podcast. I keep saying, what am I, a 4-year-old? Yeah. Anywho, I know a lot of podcasters, like, you know, obviously, like, Brittany Broski, they do lives, and their podcast is, like, a live recording, and you can, like, stream it, and they publish it, and they post it, and they do clips of it, and all that. I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I might just stick to audio. I have an Instagram account. I've been thinking about doing a TikTok account. I had, like, TikTok once for, like, a week. Let me be so real. I had a week, and then I didn't understand how to use it or how it functioned, yada yada. I mostly just got it because a bunch of my friends were, like, sending me, like, TikTok clips. Now if they send you TikTok clips and you don't have TikTok, it's, like, the biggest pain in the actual butthole. Anywho, but it just is so confusing to me, and I don't understand how it works, so I just, like, deleted it. But I think it'd be such a great publishing opportunity, so I might get back into it. I don't know. I might have somebody show me how to use it, because I really don't know, and I really struggle with it, and I feel like a freaking 60-year-old struggling with freaking TikTok. But I am. Anywho, but yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna do, like, videos, and I might start a YouTube account. I really don't know. I'm gonna just take it slow and see how this goes. There's many reasons why I don't know. First of all, to record all that is some expensive equipment. I would have to find a space for that. I really don't know what space I would use. And I'm thinking about having a couple of guests on here every once in a while. So then I would just have to make sure that they were comfortable with it. But then I have to, like, filter things and edit, and so it's just a really huge, long, tedious process that I have no expertise in. So I've been doing a lot of research, so I don't really know if I'm ready for that level of commitment. But we'll see how this goes, and if it gets really large and that's what people are wanting, then I'll do that. Other than that, yeah, it's gonna be a lot about my life experiences, what I'm going through in the moments, some of my friends, maybe family, I don't know about that yet. Really depends on who I invite and who accepts. But yeah, it's gonna be a lot about my hobbies, books, me, and all those kinds of things. So I hope you guys are excited, because I'm really excited to do this, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day or night, depending on whatever time you're listening this about. La, 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 la. Words again. Whatever time you guys are listening to me freaking yap. But yeah, follow me on my Instagram, and that's where most of my information will be. All the episodes are going to be on Amazon Music and Spotify. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, night. Yeah. And bye-bye.